It's the 5th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A yellow flood warning has been issued for all parts of Bedford close to the River Great Ouse due to rising river levels from Storm Henk, additional showers last night and expected rain later today. The Check for Flooding section of the government's website calls for vigilance along low-lying areas close to the embankments, including stretches of Cardington Road and St Paul's Square. Property owners are being urged to put in place any and all protective measures and barriers against possible water intrusion, such as sandbags and air brick covers. Individuals are being cautioned to avoid cycling or trekking through the inundated zones due to potential hidden dangers. The Luton Hat Factory Cafe is set to reopen on the 9th of January with the addition of locally roasted coffee provided by Amptill's Woodhill Coffee Company. The Hat Factory, located in Luton's town centre, hosts a number of arts, entertainment and cultural events. London Luton Airport has begun the complex task of untangling Terminal Car Park 2 and its 1,400 captive vehicles, which were engulfed in an inferno on the 10th of October. All trapped cars, vans and SUVs will first have to be removed and then taken away by insurer-appointed salvage companies before the unstable structure can be completely demolished. Work is expected to take place over the next 4 months. 15 babies were born across Bedfordshire on New Year's Day, including baby Anya at Bedford Hospital and twin brother and sister Chester and Ava. Emma Hardwick, the director of midwifery at Bedfordshire Hospitals, said, "We are delighted that parents chose to have their babies in our units and welcome them into the world on New Year's Day." That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.